because in our life we come in contact with so many persons that are giving us trouble in different ways. Our own minds are giving us trouble. People are giving us trouble on the highway. Maybe not so much here in Dallas as in Los Angeles. But in Los Angeles, we find that people are doing different kind of mudras that can't be done in the temple room here, and saying mantras that we can't repeat in an audience of gentlemen and ladies. But the saintly person, he's not like that. The saintly person is always vibrating Krishna Katha, or spiritual subject matters. And the spiritual master, the spiritual person, is always doing mudras of transcendence. You know this one, the Matsya Mudra? No funny mudras, only devotional mudras. No other funny mudras. So we can differentiate who's a saintly person and who's not a saintly person, and one who's intelligent will seek after the association of such saintly persons. We had the great fortune, it wasn't due to my intelligence, but it was just due to fortune, or the mercy of the spiritual master. We were associating with Goswami Maharaj, who was one of the spiritual masters. After Prabhupada departed, we were here in Dallas in 1978-79. I think I was 3 years old. No, I was helping Goswami, who had just taken over this Dallas temple. The Dallas temple had been in some kind of difficulty, and they gave it to Goswami, who had 120 brahmacharis traveling in buses, or monks traveling in buses in the mid-70s around the country. So he was given this building. It was a little bit dilapidated, and the situation was a little bit difficult. The men that were with him were all a little bit fanatical. He actually said to us that we have tunnel vision. And I couldn't understand what he meant. One day I asked him, what do you mean tunnel vision? He said, like a horse with the things on both sides. I think you know Goswami. And he had a vision to make a beautiful community here, to make a beautiful temple, to make a community with many, many buildings and many, many householders and people coming to a beautiful restaurant, people who would not normally come to Krishna consciousness, be attracted. That's the business of saintly people. Srila Prabhupada himself, he attracted all of us, persons who weren't so interested in spiritual life. But he attracted us with cultural weapons. Actually, at one time, Prabhupada said in 1977, before passing, he said that the world will note this period of time, the historians will note this period of time, how the world has changed due to Vedic culture. The Prabhupada said it will be a cultural conquest. Vedic art, Vedic music. Vedic means ancient Indian, spiritual Indian music, Vedic art, Vedic food. Who can deny? People are coming. I was sitting across the street yesterday. People who would never know where Gurley Avenue is or step foot anywhere near here were coming because of the cultural prasadam, because of the nectar that's coming out of the restaurant and the palace of Kalachanji. So by cultural conquest, Srila Prabhupada said, and Srila Prabhupada's disciples, like Goswami Maharaj and so many others, but here especially Goswami Maharaj, took that instruction of Srila Prabhupada, that cultural conquest, and made this temple and this community such a beautiful cultural place for people to come and be able to hear the holy names to be able to chant and dance, eat prasadam. Srila Prabhupada said our business is chanting and dancing, and you get tired of chanting and dancing, then you eat prasad, and then chant and dance some more. You guys do that here. I have neuritis in my left foot. I can't dance so much in this old age, but I try to sway back and forth at least a little bit. But chanting, dancing, eating prasadam, that's why we call this kirtan dance party. It's simply recreation. And Srila Prabhupada wanted people to come and be able to experience that beautiful culture of Krishna, the beautiful culture of the Vedas, the beautiful Vedic music, the beautiful Vedic art, the beautiful Vedic architecture, Srila Prabhupada's books, unbelievable Vedic literature, Vedic cooking classes. And historians in due course of time will note how this world has been changed. So Goswami Maharaj, I could tell many stories, but time doesn't really allow that much. He was instrumental, especially here in Dallas and Houston, Chicago, St. Louis, Hong Kong, and so many places, Fiji, I think also Mauritius, for bringing that cultural conquest and bring Vedic culture to the West for the, practically speaking, for the very first time. Actual Vedic culture, not something watered down. Different swamis and yogis have come and given their version, but Srila Prabhupada transplanted real Vedic culture. What you see here and what you hear here is what goes on in the ancient Vedic culture and in India in temples today, isn't it? Is not changed, is not altered or amended. So maybe we can chant a little bit. There's a nice traditional tune, Radhe Radhe, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dina Doyal. You'll have to excuse me, I'm a little hoarse, but we were at a few shows over the weekend. We came here to go to some yoga studios, and somehow or other, the more I chant, I get punished by Krishna that my voice gets more and more hoarse. So this is our fourth day here. By fourth day, it might not sound so nice, but just imagine that it is sounding a little nice. Imagine it's Goswami singing or someone with a nice voice. Sing along if you can. Thank you. First time that I've been back here in Dallas in many, many, many years, almost 30 years. And I was so amazed to see the beautiful temple and the restaurant doing so nice and books everywhere, so many guests coming. But I was especially amazed to see all the devotees that have been here for years and years and years and years and years. People that I saw 29 years ago. And I was in Los Angeles working for the BBT for 20 years and in St. Louis helping manage that temple for 8-9 years. And to come back after 29 years, I came in, first thing I saw the magnanimous Birbhadra Prabhu. And I asked him, are you a Gurukul boy, a Gurukul kid? And he said, yeah, my mother is Kunti. And immediately flashed in my brain a picture of this amazing woman who at the time was like 19, who was going and distributing books and going on chanting party here in this temple through these halls. And now she has two wonderful sons who are doing kirtan and leading the cultural conquest. I was very amazed. I was in shock almost. And one Mataji came up to me. She said, Sura, do you know who I am? And as soon as I looked at her, I could remember her 30 years ago. She hadn't changed or aged one day. A lady, Gopanandini. I immediately knew, Gopanandini, get out on Sankirtan. What are you doing here? She was a very good Sankirtan devotee, still is. And she said, you recognize me? I said, you look exactly the same in 30 years. What are you, 21 now? Because becoming a tzaddika by practicing spiritual life, practicing doing sadhana, one becomes Navayovana. One becomes eternally youthful and ageless. One girl came up to me. She was cleaning the hallway as some seva, her husband seva actually. This is a young lady in her 20s, I guess. No, must be in her 30s. And she said, "Do you know who I am?" I said, "I'm Anuradha. You used to babysit me when my mother would go on Sankirtan, and she dropped me off in the Sankirtan office." Goswami had me managing the Sankirtan for Dallas and Houston for some few years, and I was remembering Anuradha and Arundhati and those two twin boys, and who must be in their mid-30s or late-30s by now. And I was amazed that everyone is still here doing service, serving Goswami and Srila Prabhupada, Lord Krishna, Kalachanji, chanting the holy names and remaining packed up tight. Prabhupada said, just remain packed up tight in the family of Krishna. And I was seeing that I go a lot of places nowadays. My children are a little bit older now, 19 and 21. I was single parent for many years. And now they're older, I can travel. They call it, I think, what do they call Jivananda? Vanaprastha? The another name they say is van prostate. Get in your van and go travel before you get prostate cancer. Vanaprastha means to travel when you're getting a little bit older and go and give Krishna consciousness like Jivananda Prabhu was doing. He brought these men from Tennessee and they were like 27, 28 years old. We were like 22, 23. So we thought, who are these old men? And they were salesmen and engineers and all these guys from Tennessee. And we couldn't understand what will they do in Krishna consciousness. And Goswami had an amazing plan. He took all these engineers and big, big men, initiated them, and engaged them in service, and they're still serving 30 years later in the same place, coming to the program, glorifying Krishna, chanting, dancing, eating prasadam, and preaching Krishna consciousness. I was amazed. Because in the travels that I go sometimes, you go to a new temple and there's all new faces, and they ask me who I am. I said, I'm Suradas. I was Goswami's servant for many years, Radhadamodar, traveling Sankirtan, temple president of St. Louis, BBT for 20 years, temple Bhajan Band 10 years. And they say, what's your name again? They never heard of me. I mean, that's appropriate. And that's how it should be. But here in Dallas, I was very amazed. Everyone's still serving. And even they're serving. The most amazing thing is then their kids are also serving. They've doubled and tripled and quadrupled their service. The Vaishnav youth are serving like anything. So this is our family, packed up tight family, Krishna conscious family. It's so heartwarming to be here and see the wonderful family. And Goswami's dream and his vision, Prabhupada would oftentimes say, we were in Portland, and they have a great Indian community there. And I was saying, Prabhupada was saying so many times in classes in the early 70s, Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusya Janmayar, Janma Sartika Kari Kar Parupakar, that if you're born in the land of Bhartvarsa, or your parents are born in the land of Bhartvarsa, that it's your duty to give this culture of Krishna to everyone you meet. Amara Gyai Guru Hantare Dash, everywhere you go, everyone you meet. Bharata Bhumite. And in the early 70s, mid 70s, we couldn't understand. Not too many Indian families were coming to the temple. The temple was filled with brahmacharis, brahmacharinis, wearing different colored socks and one high shoe, one low shoe. No Indian family wanted to be associated with these lazies and crazies. Even Prabhupada said, I didn't really attract very many PhDs like Goswami and Dr. Sataputa. Dr. Sataputa and Dr. Singh. Yeah. What was this? Huh? Bhakti Swarup Damodar Prabhupada said. He said, mostly we attract people from tuppies and puppies. So I asked somebody, what does it mean, tuppy and puppy? And they said, tuppy means someone who acts renounced but isn't really renounced is a hippie. And poppy, like a monkey, and poppy means sinful. I didn't come from a very glorious family. My parents were not Brahmins. They owned Cadets' kosher restaurant in Cincinnati, Ohio. Not very glorious. Subhas Prabhu Temple of Temple Los Angeles president, his father, not very auspicious, butcher in Chicago. But by Prabhupada's mercy, he took the tuppies and the puppies and somehow engaged them, but was always saying, Bharata Bhumite Hoila. And we were thinking, there's not too many Bharata Bhumites here. We're mostly, you know, Chicago Bhumites and Dallas Bhumites. But Prabhupada's vision and also Goswami's vision, he came to Dallas, he immediately said, we have to build up and make it very attractive for the Hindu community and make this their place. And he immediately made so many facilities. And now it's so wonderful to see a big, big Indian community here, Hindu community, who are devotees getting initiated, chanting, dancing, and doing the work that Prabhupada actually said, Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusya Janmayar, spreading the Sankirtan mission. You go to Seattle and Portland, they're doing amazing, amazing work. Life members there, amazing. And here also, no doubt, I don't know all the details, but I do know a few stories. And it's amazing, amazing work. So this is our birthright. And we all come together and chant and dance and take prasad and feel grateful for Srila Prabhupada, for Goswami Maharaj, for all the Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis, and all the nice association and the responsibility of our cultural mission, our cultural conquest. Nothing to be embarrassed about. Nobody's wearing different colored socks and shoes anymore. And kirtan, they hire us to go do kirtan. Please, will you come? We'll give you $500, please. Everywhere. They want kirtan. They love devotees. They want us to come to all their, the Vaishnavas to come to all their events. Someone was telling me, they told the devotees downtown in the Harinam, could you keep moving? They were very humble. You're not supposed to stay in one spot. And devotees didn't really move that much, and they just said, oh, fine. Everyone liked it so much. 70 men and matas on Harinam. Unbelievable. This was Prabhupada's idea, Prabhupada's dream, and Goswami Maharaj's dream as Prabhupada's servant. So let's chant together the Hare Krishna mantra a few minutes before we get run off here. I think Tulsi Puja is in a few minutes, so we better chant. And this is Hare Krishna mantra. Please chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare.
There's one sannyasi named Naviyogendra Swami, and when he says the Jai Om prayers, I always love it when he says this. He says, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, and then he says, all of you ki jai. So thank you very much. We're going to help you. We're kind of like, what do you call that? Papaya or something that's a digestive aid. We're going to have little bhajan kirtan while you're eating prasadam. And people have told me that our kirtan aids in the digestion, especially of big bakoras. And I don't know if they cook samosas today, but the kirtan is good for samosas. So thank you very much. We're so honored to be here, and we hope to come back again soon. Maybe not 29 years this time. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.